Well, hey, North Coast, happy Monday morning after Easter, Monday afternoon, Monday evening, whenever you're watching this. Hope you're at one of our Easter services. Had an amazing, just an amazing weekend at Easter at North Coast. I just want to give you a little shot on Monday, a little thought for the day after Easter. We come to the very last chapter in the book of Luke. It's in Luke chapter 24. Jesus has already died 3 days in the grave. He rose again. There's no one there to meet him, which I always think is ironic. He told his followers, every time he talked about going to Jerusalem to die, he said, but in 3 days I'll rise again. But in 3 days I'll rise again. In 3 days I rise again. At least three times that we know of in print, he said those things. I wonder how many times privately and in different settings he explained this. Wouldn't you think there'd be like, I don't know, 2,000-3,000 people hanging out the tomb on the third day? Wouldn't you think people would start showing up the second day just to get front row seats? Wouldn't you think after he called his shot, I'm going to go to Jerusalem, hand it over, be betrayed, mocked, spit upon, they're going to kill me, I'm going to allow them to crucify me, and in 3 days I rise again. Wouldn't you think that everything else Jesus said in life came true, that those words, people would be sitting home going, we got to get down to the tomb. I mean, the place is going to be packed. Those that showed up the morning of the third day, that they got seats way out in the balcony. And everyone's just waiting for that stone to roll away. I wonder if Jesus was inside pacing back and forth, wondering. I wonder how many people are out there. I wonder how many followers are going to show up. And that stone's rolled away and it's him and a gardener. Just a gardener. And the gardener didn't come to see Jesus, just doing his job. And Jesus has to go find his followers. In the very last chapter in the book of Luke, chapter 24, Jesus goes and finds two of the disciples walking away from Jerusalem. The Bible simply says they're on the road with their heads downcast. Jesus walks up and says, what are you discussing together as you walk along? And in Luke chapter 24, in about verse 18, they stood still with their faces downcast. One of them named Cleopas asked him, are you just a visitor to Jerusalem? Don't you know the things that have happened here in these last days? What things? Jesus said. About Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death. They crucified him, but we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it's the third day since all this took place. Some of the women amazed us. They went down to the tomb early this morning and they didn't find his body. They came and told us that they'd seen a vision of an angel who said he was alive. Some of our other companions went down to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but Jesus they didn't see. And Jesus looked at him and said, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken. And then Jesus goes back in the Old Testament and starts showing them who he is and what he was about. Man, I love this story. Jesus pulled off everything he said he was going to pull off. Everything. Called the shot perfectly. At the end of it, two of the disciples are walking away, faces downcast. And Jesus goes, what's the deal? They're so taken in their grief and disappointment, they don't even realize it's him. What, don't you know what's happening? He was powerful in word and deed. We had hoped he was going to do something awesome. But he didn't. And that's where Easter has left followers. Jesus walks with them on the road, talks with them, opens up the word. Their hearts open up. Their eyes open up. They realize who they're with. And it says Jesus just disappears. And they run back to town and tell the other disciples. North Coast, no matter how you celebrated Easter, there is a warning in the last chapter in the book of Luke. You can know a lot about Jesus. You can know he's powerful in his words and his deeds. You can know some of the scripture. You can know his words. You can know the miracles. You can know the stories. You may have gone and had a great Easter service and then hung out with family and had lamb or ham or ordered pizza. I don't care what you do. But you still may have missed this. These guys had hoped Jesus was going to do something amazing. But they didn't get Jesus until they walked with him on the road. Until they allowed him to open up the word and show them who he was and what he was about. I promise you, there is not an Easter service in the world that can change your life and make today better simply because you went yesterday. It is whether or not you want to walk with a risen Savior, not knowing he died, not knowing what he said, not knowing he was powerful in words and deeds. Will you walk with a risen Savior? Today, practice the presence of a risen God in thoughts, in actions, in what you share, being mindful he cannot, will not take his hands, his eyes off of you. Then you start to celebrate Easter the day after.